Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Holly Neher made history this year. She became the first female to start as a quarterback in high school football in the state of Florida. Neher plays at Hollywood Hills High School. Her coach, Brandon Graham, once described her as having the it factor for making it as a quarterback. Now, I recently spoke to her about her success and all the media attention that she received lately, and she talked to me from her high school gym. Why did you want to play on the football team?
Well, at first, after flag football season ended, I wanted to keep on playing. And then I remembered that Coach Graham is also the head coach of the boys tackle team. So I was all like, hey, why not? Why don't I play? So I talked to Coach Graham, and he said that I can be able to play, that I have the ability, I have the right mindset, as long as I stay dedicated and I push myself to play the sport. And I committed to doing that. And my mom and everybody in my family supported me and told me to go for it. So that's why I did it.
You know, Holly, I played high school football a long time ago, before you were born. I remember there were no girls. I mean, no girls ever even talked about it. And I remember that being a very hyper-masculine world. And I'm curious, what was the reaction of your teammates when you showed up?
At first, I thought they were going to have the same mindset. This is a boy's sport. What are you doing here? But when I walked in, like, they knew my name before I even walked in. Like, they walked in, they're like, oh, hi, Holly, hi. They're like, oh, we're your brothers. And they were just, like, arms wide open and just, like, invited me into the team. It's like, we're just one big family.
All right. What about when you take on other competition? What have you heard from players from other teams?
Well, this season, one of our games, at the end of the game, I think it was Pompano. Yeah, at the end of Pompano, their team were like, good job, Holly. They knew my name, and they were saying that I'm making history. Like, they have not said anything negative to me. They said anything but they said positive things. And it kind of caught me off guard. I was expecting boys to be like, why are you here? No. But they didn't. They were like, good job, Holly. You're making history, Holly. I was like, wow, that was amazing.
Do you ever worry, though, that, you know, and again, I'm just going back to what it was like when I was there. Maybe times have changed, but, you know, you're talking about young men, and they're still trying to develop as human beings, and, you know, their egos could be a little fragile. And, you know, I remember hearing, you know, guys say, hey, if anything, don't get beat by a girl.
Sometimes I practice when we mess around and I, like, catch a ball over a boy or anything happens. They're like, oh, she's a girl. But mostly just more, like, joking-wise, but it's nothing more or less serious.
What was it like the first time you got tackled?
The first time I got tackled, well, I wasn't paying attention of the guy coming. He hit my blind side, so I didn't even know that he was coming. So when I got tackled, I mean, I didn't even lay on the floor for, like, a second. Like, I got hit, and I was like, oh, well, I just got hit. Like, it didn't hurt. It just caught me off guard. So then the running back was like, oh, man. It's like, they did not think I was going to get up because I got hit really hard. They didn't think I was going to get up. But when I jumped back up, my quarterback coach was like, Holly, are you okay? Do you need to take down? I'm like, no, coach. What's the next play? And, yeah, it just kind of caught me off guard. I felt it the next day. I was sore, but yeah, it was cool. I mean, I don't want to get hit again, but it's cool. I mean, if I get hit, I get hit. If I don't, I don't.
Do you in practice ever worry that any of the guys may take it a little bit slower because they're worried about hitting you?
I play quarterbacks, so the quarterbacks are not allowed to get hit. Any of the quarterbacks, we cannot get hit. I practice, so I don't have to really worry about that, because if we get hit, then the other team will get in trouble. The other players on my team will get in trouble. It's not just me, it's other quarterbacks that we can't get hit at practice.
Where did you learn how to play football?
Every time I was little, I mean, I live in a neighborhood with a whole bunch of boys. Everybody plays outside, and I love playing outside, but in order to play with the boys, you got to do what the boys do. So I was like, oh, can I play? They're like, oh, no, you can't play. So they taught me how to throw. They taught me. And I just, like, always just kept throwing and kept throwing because I wanted to get good so they'll let me play with them. So I just end up getting really good at throwing. So every time I go outside, even till this day, I still go outside. And I would play all-time quarterback when we play a little 7-on-7. And, yeah, and I just learned how to throw from doing that and just playing with the boys all the time outside.
Take us back to that first game, because talking about throwing, you know, it was, what, the second or third play that you're in, and you toss the ball down the field, a deep pass, and it went for a 40-plus-yard touchdown. Take us back to that moment. What was that like?
Well, when coach told me the play, and I was like, okay, Holly, you've done it at practice over 100 times. I trust my receiver to catch the ball, and there's no reason why I can't do it. So I'm like, just take your steps and throw the ball. I mean, there's no reason why I can't. And when I threw the ball, and at the first second, I didn't even notice that because I can't see him, so I didn't even know if he caught it. But when I look at the sideline, everyone was screaming, go, go, go. I'm like, I think he caught it. And then when he scored, I was just in shock. I'm like, wow, I did it. Like, I just threw a touchdown. And it's my first pass of the game. I threw a touchdown. Like, that's amazing. And I was just more shocked and more, I just felt so accomplished. And then after I felt that, then I started screaming and jumping in the air. Everybody was jumping, even the coaches. They were just, it was just felt like a huge accomplishment. Even though we didn't win the game, it's just that accomplishment felt as if we won.
How do other girls at school see you?
They see me. Well, when they come to me, they say that I inspire them and that I'm brave and that they really look up to me and that they would have never, ever thought about doing something that I did.
You know, your story, from what I understand of it, is really amazing because, you know, you had to grow up very quickly. Your mother was battling health issues when you were younger. What was that like growing up and really having to grow up very fast and become a support for her?
I mean, when I was younger, I really, of course, I wanted to have that fun and playful childhood and all that kind of stuff. But when my mom got sick, I really felt the response because I was the older sister. My little sister looked up to me, and my mom couldn't provide. My mom couldn't be that mom right then when she could because she was going. Stage 4 cancer takes a lot. And I felt I had the responsibility. And my dad, he wasn't there. My mom, not like he was there as a dad, but like my parents are separated, so they don't live together. You know what I mean? There's not a dad in the household to actually step up. So I had to go in there and to make sure my sister's okay, take care of my sister when I could, and sometimes clean and cook when my mom couldn't because she was sick on the couch. So I just felt I had to take up the responsibility and maybe sacrifice a little bit just so my mom and my sister could have it better, and I needed my mom to get better. And I think by me sacrificing a little bit just made my mom fight this and show that her kids were here and that she had something to fight for. And I think it made me a stronger person just to go through that, maybe grow up a little bit fast. But I mean, I'd rather have grown up fast than lost my mother, and I'm so glad she's here today. I mean, she's my hero. I love her so much.
You already know what you want to do. You want to go to law school. Why?
Ever since I was little, I always felt that, I don't know, I'm very defensive, and I always want to fight my battles. I always have something to say. I always want to argue to the point. And ever since I was in high school, my freshman year, I started taking a law studies class. And I just found it was so interesting, and it just, I'm not a big fan of school, I mean, but that class has just got my attention, and I wanted more of it. And ever since I was little, I always would watch Judge Judy with my mom and always mess around and be like, I'm going to be a lawyer. But now that I'm actually taking like a little taste of the classes, and I'm just like, I love it, and I just want to go in school and college and actually become a lawyer.
Holly, what's it like when you come across any naysayers, you know, or what do you want to say to people who just don't accept that girls can play football with boys?
I know back in the day it was a male-dominated sport, but we are in 2017. Anything is possible. There's no such thing as the impossible. Beat the impossible. You can do anything. It's 2017. We're in the 2000s. You gotta have an open mindset, and anybody can do anything what they put their mind to. It doesn't matter age, size, sex, gender. It doesn't matter.
And what does your mom think about the fact that you're playing football, tackle football?
Yes. When I told my mom, she was, all right, Holly, you can do this as long as your grades stay up and you stay dedicated to the sport. I'm like, are you sure, Mom? She's like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, okay, my mom supported me. Everybody supported me. I just knew I was going in there and that I could do it.
And again, that's Holly Neher. She is a junior at Hollywood Hills High School. Really a great story. If I could just say, because I did tell her back in the day I played a little football, football's a tough sport. I didn't say it's a man sport. I said it's a tough sport. And you know what? There are a lot of females who are tough enough to play it. So I congratulate her on her success, and I can hope that she continues that success. By the way, a few days after this interview, Hollywood Hills did lose to West Broward, and she didn't get to play as much. But, hey, she still suits up, and she's out there playing with the guys. That's Sundial for Thursday, October 5th. Sundial's produced by Maeve McGoran and Polly Landis. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Teresa Frontado is our digital editor. Our news director is Terrence Shepard. Alicia Zuckerman is our editorial director. WLRN's program director is Peter Meritz. Our technical supervisor, the band behind the buttons, is Jason Zapka. Our theme music, by the way, the Miami Afro-Cuban funk band Palo. Go to palo.com. And you can check out all the programs, Sundial programs, at WLRN.org. I'm Luis Hernandez. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Sundial. Let's do it again next week. Have a great weekend.